Fred, Robert, my favorite thing is the little Stanley screwdriver that rides on my keychain, and I put that in my briefcase or backpack or whatever I'm carrying on, and it somehow or another makes it. They don't recognize that little inch and a half long screwdriver stuck up between two of your knuckles can do some damage, but maybe I ought to hush up because somebody might be listening. Go ahead, Robert, Casey, before he's in.
Welcome you there. That's a P-38. Never underestimate the danger of a P-38 military issue can opener, unless it's a P-45 for the big can.
Back with that, Robert. I did not know the designation for that, but I do now, and I've got two or three of those things around here, and they come in handy for all kinds of stuff. I've used them for screwdrivers or whatnot. I even opened a can or two with them, but that's the way it goes. But anyhow, I guess we have to watch our simple tools from now on.
Lead pencil. Oh, the humanity.
Yeah, lead pencil. A number two lead pencil can do a lot of damage. No doubt in my mind about that. What else you got for us, Robert?
Progressing a little bit every day on my legacy radio deal. I bought my wire the other day. I got me 70 foot of wire, and I'm going to get my Ballon. I might wait till Chevy to get that, although the way it sounds like Chevy's going to be is packed like Myrtle Beach this weekend. But I'm going to give me a Ballon or something, and then I'm going to shoost it up into the tree with the wire, and then I'm going to get on the air because my microphone, I won't be able to do anything but 10 meters in my restricted avenues. But that's what I'm going to do, and I'm happy with that little radio every day. And smoke ain't come out of it, so I feel like I did all right.
And, yes, Shelby will probably be packed this coming weekend, but I'm planning on going up maybe Saturday. I'm not sure yet, but looking at the weather forecast, there wasn't any rain in the forecast for Saturday, and now they popped rain in there, so for Saturday and Sunday. But I've been up there when it was felt like it was 100 degrees, been up there in the rain and everything else, so I don't know if it doesn't dampen anybody's spirits too terribly bad. But it's a fun place to go, and you get to see a lot of folks you talk to on the radio, and meet a whole bunch that you've never talked to before. So it's I get as much enjoyment out of meeting the people as I do trying to find something.
At least there's not enough shenanigans at the Shelby Ham Fest. Not too far over to your west will be the inaugural Earl Scruggs Music Festival in Mills River. That's also going on this weekend, so you're likely to see some tie-dyed hippies up there and normal folks like us, too. So that's another event that's happening in North Kakalaki this weekend, the Earl Scruggs Music Festival.
It's been years ago, Robert, but I met Earl Scruggs and Roy Acuff and, I could go on with a whole bunch of country singers and stuff that I have met. And, you know, they just everyday folks. That's all I can say for them.
In 1980 with Doc and Merle Watson. Merle was still alive in 1980 at the Greenville Fairgrounds, November the 2nd. And it was pouring down rain and it was cold that day. Then, ironically, in 2011, I had to push Mr. Earl's wheelchair across the stage. He was suffering about halfway through Alzheimer's, and they said he can walk, but if you get him close, he can see his guitar, he can get up and walk over to it. We don't want him wandering off. and he could still play. And ironically, he played more guitar. But it wasn't but a short time after that that he passed. And it's taken a long time to get this festival together, but they've got it, and of course they've named a theater over, I think, right there in Shelby somewhere, and it's the Earl Scruggs Theater. So
dropped out on me again. You said they had an Earl Scruggs Theater, and you thought it was in Shelby up there someplace. But anyway, you take care. Good talking with you tonight. Again, you be careful out there on the mobile. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, this is Robert back again. I had to burn some more fossil fuel, but that theater's in Shelby that's named after after Earl Scruggs. And he didn't live too far from there, him and his brother, so where they were born. So it's a nice place to visit. So anyway, that was enough of me. I thought I'd finish that statement, so just wouldn't leave you in the lurch with mechanical and electronic problems here. So this is enough of me. This is KD4SRR. I'm quiet now.
You take care. Try not to burn too much fossil fuel down there. It's getting too expensive. I appreciate you talking with us a little bit, dragging it out, and we'll talk at you again tomorrow night. 73 there, young man. Be careful. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS. Well, I'm not going to secure the net yet. I'm going to send my net report, and then we'll go from there. Folks, we had a grand total of 81 check-ins tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that checked in with me tonight. Come back again tomorrow night, and you'll have to listen to me again. I'm Matt, WG4MC, that normally calls on Thursday night, is having a, he's having a kidney stone removed. And so he asked me if I would pick the net up for him tomorrow, and I told him I would. So y'all come back again tomorrow night and give me another dose of Rider's Cramp. So this is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We are thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.